2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. We are here with Elizabeth Yergubian.
That's correct.
I got it. I had to spell it phonetically, but
it's a tough one.
Yeah, well, I think once you say it a few times, it's all right. Yergubian. I got it. See? So it's in the vault. So the conference hasn't even started yet, but I'm sure you guys have already been running around. We just had Ryan Donovan in here, and he's been going crazy for the last few days already. So I'm sure you guys are as well. So
we have been.
What's on your docket?
Well, it's going to be a very busy conference this year. It's always a busy conference. Mm-hmm. It never really isn't, but especially this year, there's so many regulatory issues we'll be talking about. Mm-hmm. A lot of compliance issues we want credit unions to be aware of throughout the year. And also how to advocate with regard to all three branches of government. Really, we go to the Hill, we advocate there, we give messages to credit unions on how to do that. We do the same with the regulators and the agencies. We give messages to credit unions, and they bring their own experiences to educate regulators on what they're dealing mm-hmm. with in the industry. Mm-hmm. But the third branch of government also is one we have to deal with as well, because as we go from periods of a lot of regulatory burden and a lot of increased regulations for credit unions, it then shifts to the courts. And you'll get cases where you have very aggressive plaintiffs' attorneys bringing irresponsible lawsuits against credit unions. So we also use this conference to alert credit unions that that's happening and to prepare them to clear up any of their vulnerabilities so they're not vulnerable to the lawsuit end. Mm-hmm. So we really work with all three branches of government.
Okay. Here. Yeah, you guys are busy for sure. And you're referring to like the ADA lawsuits and stuff right
that's
going on
correct.
Right now. So you guys are heavily involved in that. So thank you very much for that. Huge help indeed. So let's talk about regulation and litigation threats to credit unions. We already talked about the ADA stuff. So what are some other regulation and other litigation stuff that we should be on the lookout for?
Whenever you see periods of increased regulation, and then it kind of subsides after a while, well, that's when it then might shift to where you could see plaintiffs' attorneys bringing cases on a variety of different areas. And a lot of times they're very technical, hyper-technical holes in the regulations that they could take advantage of mm-hmm. for profit. Mm-hmm. You know, we also see it on overdraft protection. There's a lot of different rules and regulations in regard to overdraft, and they're all written in a very complicated way. So you can always find little loopholes here and there to mm-hmm. really exploit if you're an attorney. That's what they pay us to kind of do. They pay me to look out for folks and prepare them for that, but they pay other attorneys to find those loopholes. So you see it on a lot of consumer issues like overdraft.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one to note about overdraft is those could be class action suits. Mm-hmm. So you got a whole class of folks bringing a case against, you know, financial institutions where the consumers aren't going to take any money home from that, mm-hmm. maybe a dollar if anything,
right.
And it's usually some regulatory loophole that they have found that they mm-hmm. could exploit.
Mm-hmm.
So we see it on, you know, ADA is a prime example, consumer issues like overdraft, and also on issues such as TCPA. You know, that's another area where the order was not written very well.
Mm-hmm.
So when things aren't written well on the reg side with the agencies, that's what opens it up for vulnerabilities mm-hmm. where the plaintiff's attorneys could come in mm-hmm. and really exploit the bad drafting to their advantage.
So I'm sure credit unions, a lot of credit unions have attorneys on staff or hire outside attorneys coming in and reviewing, like what you say, that there's sometimes loopholes and gaps and stuff in overdraft type language. So would you guys go in there as well? Or is that just kind of what you guys are doing as a complementary to what a credit union's attorneys would do?
We never
if they ever get to, or if they ever get into trouble.
What we do at CUNA is we're never going in on the micro level and seeing what's happening in an individual credit union, because we don't represent credit unions in terms of legal representation.
Okay.
But what we are able to do is see what trends there are in the industry. If we're seeing a wide spread of litigation in certain areas, mm-hmm. or we're seeing some activity, what we're then able to do is alert the rest of the credit unions throughout the country that this is happening, and it's because of this mistake that's occurring on their end.
Yeah.
So if they're a credit union, they need to make sure that whatever mistakes are leading to that type of litigation, they're correcting, so they're clearing up any of their vulnerabilities.
So can you say, hey, you should probably have this wording in
that's
this specific
correct.
Area?
Okay, right.
Gotcha. Right. Totally makes sense. So what are your goals, besides all that, what are your goals for the conference? Obviously you're going to be meeting with a whole bunch of people and that type of stuff, but what else do you want to accomplish here at the show this year?
I think primarily we're at here at an exciting time because we have a new director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Mm-hmm, that's
and
right.
A lot of our credit that's unions right. will be meeting with her during this conference. So I think this is an excellent time for folks to educate her and other lawmakers mm-hmm. on the credit union difference mm-hmm. and why credit unions are different than other financial institutions and why when you're writing laws and regulations, there need to be provisions made to allow credit unions to continue to operate mm-hmm. and provide products and services to their members mm-hmm. free of any type of regulatory burden mm-hmm. that should instead be targeting whatever problems are occurring in
right,
the industry.
Right.
Because as we know, the problems are never from credit unions. They're from other types of lenders that engage in irresponsible practices because yeah. they want to make a profit and show their shareholders they're making a profit. Well, credit unions don't have shareholders. They're not for profit. They exist only to serve their members. That's the basis for their existence. So we're here to educate, you know, the CFPB and the new lawmakers on the Hill, because we've got a lot of new folks up there. That credit unions are different, and you have to consider that when you write laws and regulations, mm-hmm. make exemptions and exceptions for us so we can continue to do our good work.
Gotcha. Wow, Elizabeth, you got a full schedule. It's more like a buffet. I was gonna say you have a full plate, but it sounds like it's more like a buffet. So
that's right.
So we'll have fun the next 3 days. It's gonna be fun too.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah. Advocating for a good cause is always fun.
Yeah, it's always a good thing. All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
Uruguayan.
That's correct.
Got it. Yay. All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you very
much. Well done.